Welcome to the River Church Podcast.
We're all about bringing the life, hope, and love of Jesus to everyone around us.
For more information, check out our website at river-church.uk.
It's great. If you don't know me, my name is Ian. And I'm just going to take a moment just to explain a little bit about what we've been singing this morning and what we've been reading about. Because some of our readings weren't the normal readings that you would expect, were they? They weren't the normal readings that you expect on a Christmas service. You'd expect something about a baby, a manger, some shepherds, and a wise king, right? Those are the normal things, aren't they? Well, perhaps, and this nasty king that's going around killing everyone, but that's normally not in the nativity scene, is it? Strangely, it's part of the nativity though. But yeah, let me just sort of explain, because we had the video at the beginning was saying about Jesus was the greatest light. And in that Bible reading, the first one was written by John, the Gospel of John. It was written around 70 AD, so shortly after the life of Jesus. And in it, when he wrote it, he said that Jesus claimed to be the light of the world. Did you get that in there? And then the second reading that we had was from Isaiah. And so the Gospel of John is picking up this theme from Isaiah. And Isaiah was a prophet to Judah, to Israel, back in around 700 to 600 BC. So many, many years, seven centuries before Jesus. And in it, we heard that he prophesied that a light would come. And that light was a metaphor for a king. For someone that would come, a king that would come, and he would be a ruler to bring in a new kingdom that would be characterized by justice, by peace, by harmony. And here, I think, if you put those two together, I think Christians have got a problem. Have you noticed? There's a problem. Because Isaiah prophesied, this is going to come. This king is going to come, and this kingdom, and it's going to be characterized by peace and justice and harmony. Jesus came and said, I am that king. So we're all asking, where is the kingdom, right? That's the thing. And that's where Christians have got a problem, because we look out in the world and we see, hey, you only have to turn on the news, don't you? You look on your browser and or read the paper, if anyone does that these days, you know, and just see around the world, and it's not what we expect. Where is this Christian kingdom? Well, I want to get there very, very quickly, but before I do, I want to talk to you about a great film. A film called Rocky. Has anyone seen this film? Yes, lots of people have seen this film. It's a film of this guy who is a small-time boxer just in an amateur gym, and he's not doing very well, and he's not a great person either. He's this underdog. And for some bizarre reason, the heavyweight champion of the world decides that he's going to get this guy, and they're going to fight, right? And so we get this story of this sort of this no one that accepts this challenge, and how he trains and he learns all these things, and he accepts this this fight to fight the champion. And as you all know, you know, it's a good story, isn't it? You know, it's just a happy ending. He wins in the end, right? You know how it's going to happen from the start. And it's a story about boxing, that's true, but it's more a story about the character of Rocky and the people around him. You know, Rocky here, he learns resilience, he learns self-discipline, he learns dedication, he's got this cause, this vision in front of him, and he learns to get himself through and win against all the odds. It's a film about personal growth. It's a film about, you know, that exemplifies that whole you can do it spirit. Do you know the thing that we tell all of our kids that we teach in schools? Hey, you can do it if you just try. If you put your mind to it, you can achieve whatever you want. That's the sort of tagline to this film. The tagline is, his whole life was a million to one shot. That's the thing. But through the series, when we get to the later films, Rocky's achievements don't bring him lasting happiness. His pursuit of success and his constant training affects his relationships around him. He gets this fame and fortune that comes with, hey, heavy burdens. Who thought that money would bring problems? It brings with heavy burdens, and you know, he manages to lose it all through some accountancy things. And then he gets into complacency and overconfidence. I mean, surprise, right? And he loses fights that he should have won. And through the different series of the Rocky films, the writers portray this up and down nature of Rocky. Do you know, he's ping-ponging between success in one hand and the disaster in the other time. But then just like every good film, every time he falls down, what are we expecting? He's going to train. The music's going to start. Dun, 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 dun. You know the music, don't you? I'm not going to sing it. And then despite all the odds, he snatches success from the jaws of defeat, right? That's the thing. And these films like this, you know, so many films that are just like this. And they give us hope, don't they? Because they give us hope. They tell us a story that you can do it as well. If you just put your mind to it. If you just have a go. If you just exercise some self-discipline. Just grab a vision. And you can do it as well. But you know what? That's not the case for most people. The majority of people don't be these superheroes, super people. Do you know, I'm never going to be a professional footballer, despite how much I try. I'm never going to make it as a musician, have my name in lights in the West End. No one is going to ever take me seriously as a rap artist. And know that they shouldn't do either. But neither am I going to be a venture capitalist or be that entrepreneur that brings that new technology that everyone's talking about. I'm not going to own that dream house in the country that's on those lottery ticket thingies on TV. I'm not going to go on vacation on Richard Branson's private islands. And I'm not going to retire at 50. It's almost too late for that, if you know. But the world says, you are only somebody if you do something. If you do something that other people think is worth doing. That you're only somebody if you do something that's worth talking about. To be that standout person. To go from nothing up to the highest of heights. And the big problem with this is I think that a whole load of evil, of violence, of war, of hatred, is because people are treading on other people to try and get that. They are trying to climb a ladder. They are trying to get up there because they want appreciation from others. They want others to say, hey, you're amazing. And so, you know, it comes in physical violence, but it also comes from, well, you just go on Twitter and social media and see how much hatred there is on there to try and cancel someone else because they want to stand on them to get their own voice heard. What has this got to do with Jesus? If the band would like to come back up. I said I won't be long. What has this got to do with Jesus and this kingdom of light? Well, because I think, why do we want to be somebody? Why do we want to be this person that other people appreciate? Because we want that affection ourselves. We want someone else to say, you're great. We want someone else to actually say to us, hey, I love you. And I accept you in whatever state that you're in. And Jesus, in coming to earth, in being born as a baby, in living his life, in dying upon the cross and raising up, he said, hey, I am God. I've come down here to show you that I love you. I've come to show you that you don't need to try anymore. You don't need to achieve success or fame to have acceptance that lasts forever. To have acceptance that will surpass anything that you do. You don't need it because you have me and I am God. And that's the invitation to us here at Christmas. That's the invitation that Jesus wants to give out to you right now. Will you just accept his love? Will you say, Jesus, you're enough for me? And in doing so, guess what happens? We get drawn into the kingdom of God. A kingdom where no one fights. There's no war, there's no violence. We don't see it yet in its fullness right now. But you know what? It's coming. And when we get there, we get to see Jesus face to face. And all our tears and all our mourning, all our crying will be washed away. That is the invitation to you right here today. So why don't we stand? And we're just going to sing our last song. And as we do, just think about that invitation from Jesus. Will you come and accept him? Will you accept his love? And if you want to reach out and talk to us afterwards, I'm here. There's lots of other leaders you've seen here this morning. Reach out and talk to them. We'd love to have a conversation with you. If it's something that you've not done, you've got questions to talk about after, I'd love to talk to you. But let's praise Jesus and sing a last song. We'll be right back.